The word of God says about prayer.
神的话语这样子说，关于到祷告的。
The Lord will hear you when you call upon Him.
说神，当你呼求他，他就垂听你。
Men should always pray and lift up holy hands.
男人应该举起圣洁的手来祷告。
The Lord is near you when you call.
对啊，神，你祷告的时候，神与你相近。
The psalmist says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord."
诗人说，神啊，求你侧耳听我的祷告。
And consider my meditations.
求你来垂听我心中的默念。
Micah says, "I will look to the Lord."
诗人说，我要仰望耶和华。
For He is the God of my salvation.
因为他是拯救我的主。
And my God will hear me.
而我的神会垂听我的祷告。
I came to know the Lord at a young age.
我很年轻的时候就认识了主。
My father died when I was 4 and my mother at 12.
我的父亲在我四岁，然后我妈妈在我十二岁的时候，他们都相继去世了。
I went to live with an older sister.
所以我就跟我的姐姐一起生活。
And she was Catholic.
她是一个的天主教徒。
So I never learned about this God who loved me.
所以我从来不认识这位爱我的神。
Or this God of grace and mercy and forgiveness of sin.
我也不知道这一位有怜悯、有恩典、赦免罪孽的。
So I got married as a teenager.
然后我十几岁我就结婚了。
He was a good man, but not a godly man.
他是一个好的男人，他却不是一个敬虔的男人。
We were both raised in the church.
我们也是都在教会里面长大。
We went because we had no choice.
我们去呢，是因为我没有选择。
But the church was not in us.
可是神的教会却不在我们的心里。
So after the Air Force.
Air Force,
United States Air Force.
所以当我们参与空军之后
，We raised our family in Minnesota.
我们在 Minnesota 里面来有一个家庭
，and three sons.
一个女儿，三个儿子。
One day in our graphic arts shop,
有一天
，a lady came in and invited me to church.
有一个女生来到我家中来邀请我去参与教会。
Every time she came in, she invited me to church.
每一次她来，她都邀请我去教会。
So I only went just to get rid of her.
所以我去呢，就为了让她不要再来烦我。
But that's when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
可是就是因此，我听见了耶稣基督的福音。
And on the front pew of that little church.
我记得我坐在教会的前排。
The pastor witnessed to me about the love of God.
然后那个牧师跟我分享了神的爱。
And he's willing to save all those who have placed their faith in him.
而他是愿意拯救每一个将信心放在他的里面的人。
So I received Christ.
所以那天我就接受了基督。
But when I went home and told my husband of my decision,
当我回家告诉了丈夫我这个决定的时候呢
，He was not happy.
他一点都不开心。
That began my prayer life.
这样子开始了我的祷告生活。
I learned to pray because I was desperate.
我学习了祷告，因为我实在是太绝望了。
I wanted so badly for my husband to receive Christ.
我实在是太想要我的丈夫也能够来信主。
And the more I prayed for him, it seems like the harder his heart got.
这可是我越祷告，仿佛他的心就越来越刚硬。
God will bring you to prayer one way or the other.
你知道神会用这种或者那样的方式，一定要把你带进祷告当中。
For some is desperation.
有一些人呢，神是透过绝望来让你进入祷告。
For others is devastation.
可是对一些人呢，实在是在绝境当中，神让你来祷告。
God wants the American church to wake up.
神要美国的教会醒过来。
We have become so apathetic in our prayer lives.
你知道我们在教会，我们在祷告的生活当中，实在是有病了。
We have become so busy and materialistic.
我们是太忙碌，我们太过这些物质生活化了。
That we have no time for God.
我没有时间给神。
I naively thought my husband would follow me in faith.
我以为我的丈夫会跟着我的信仰。
I was wrong.
我错了。
But what God did was develop an intimate relationship with me.
可是神要做的乃是让我与神建立一个亲密的关系。
A love relationship born out of my need.
乃是一个出于我的需要而产生的一个爱的关系。
My prayer times with him developed into sweet times with him.
我的祷告生活渐渐变成一种甜蜜的祷告的生活。
After praying for 20 years, I thought maybe that was enough.
我祷告了二十年之后，我以为应该够了吧。
And my prayers turned to whining. How long do I have to pray?
然后我的祷告就变成了呻吟。我的神啊，还要祷告多久啊
？I told God I'm tired of praying for him, and I don't see any evidence of change.
神啊，我已经为他祷告这么久了，我已经疲惫了，我看不见任何改变的迹象。
But God said to me, "I'll do a work in your day that you won't believe."
他是神说，我要在这你的日子里面做一些你想都没有想过的事情。
Even though someone told you.
即便别人告诉你，你都想象不到的事情。
He told me that the vision is yet for an appointed time.
可是神告诉我，这个意象要在到时才能够成就。
And though it tarries, wait for it.
所以他告诉我说，你要等候。
For it will surely come.
因为他一定来到。
So I got in the Bible right away.
所以我就开始进入到祷告，神的话语当中。
And I got acquainted with this God.
然后我越来越认识这位的神。
That loves me so much.
他是多么的爱我。
He loves you the same way.
他也如此的爱你。
He's wanting to have a love relationship with you, born out of prayer this morning.
他也想要透过祷告来与你建立这种亲密的爱的关系。
Sometimes I prayed for my husband when I didn't want to pray.
有的时候我来到神的面前，只为一件事情来祷告。
Sometimes I was too lazy to pray.
有的时候我就太疲倦了，都没有不想祷告。
But it was God who kept me faithful.
可是乃是神使我能够持守在其中。
I learned that every soul of God seeks intimacy with Him.
我发现到一样，就是神的子民的心里面都在寻求与神有亲密的关系。
We were created for intimacy, both spiritually and intimately.
我们被造乃是要与神之间有一个亲密的关系。
God made us that way.
神造我们本是如此。
So it stands to reason that He wants an intimate love relationship with His children.
所以这就为什么他想要与他的子民建立一种亲密的个人的关系。
My learning to wait on God and pray for my husband.
我学习到怎么样来在祷告当中仰望等候神，为了我的丈夫的救恩。
I reap the benefits of prayer.I reap the benefits of prayer.
我就通过祷告，我自己获益良多。
And I want you to know this morning.
我想要你今天早上知道。
That you are as close to God as you choose to be.
你知道吗？你能够与神有多亲近，这是你的决定。
And if you feel distant from God.
如果你觉得你跟神很遥远。
It's not because God has moved.
这不是因为神移动了。
It's because you have moved.
乃是因为你移动了。
It's because there is no love relationship.
乃是因为你神与神之间并不是一个爱的关系。
For the child of God who is not in His Word.
如果你是神的儿女，却不在他的话语当中。
And not spending time getting to know Him through prayer.
你也不用时间在祷告当中更认识这位的神。
You're spinning your wheels and going through the motions.
然后你每一天只是这样子的习惯性的行动而已。
When we seek Him.
当我们寻求他。
He comes to us.
他就来就近我们。
He says, "I will hear you when you call."
他说我你呼求我就垂听。
And when you cry out,
当你大声呼求他
，I will say, "Here I am."
神说我就在这里。
He is always there waiting for you.
他永远都在那里等候着你。
But when you refuse to go to God in prayer,
可是如果你拒绝在祷告当中来就近神的话呢？
You are declaring your independence from God.
然后你自己就从神的生命当中独立出来了。
God not only wants us to want Him.
神不是只是想要我们来需要他。
He wants us to need Him.
他不是只是我们想要他，而是我们要需要他，去爱他。
To serve Him.
去服侍他。
To obey Him.
去顺服他。
To trust Him.
去信靠他。
He is the God of the universe.
他乃是这宇宙万物当中的真神。
The heavens are His backyard.
你知道吗？天地万物不过就是他的后院而已。
And yet He dwells in our hearts.
可是他却住在我们的心里。
And we have access to Him at all times.
我们可以时刻都来到他的宝座前。
Every Christian should have a daily time with God.
每一个基督徒应该每一天都有神与神亲近的时间。
An encounter to be alone with Him.
而且是应该独自与他相处的时间。
It's not so important the amount of time you spend.
并不是说你跟他在一起的时间有多长是重要的。
But that you carve out some time just for Him.
而是你特别分别一些时间出来，特别是给他的。
And it should include reading God's Word.
而且这应该包括到来读神的话语。
Praying God's Word.
来用神的话语来祷告。
Believe in God's word.
相信神的话语。
Trusting God's word.
你要信靠神的话语。
And you'll get to know His heart through His word.
你要透过神的话语来认识他的心。
If you're feeling distant from God.
如果你觉得你跟神的距离很远。
And you can't seem to find your way to Him.
你可能觉得找不到去到他面前的路。
Sit down and start worshiping God.
那你坐下来先来敬拜他。
He will come and find you.
他会来找你的。
He will come and find you.
他会来找你的。
Because God inhabits praise.
你知道他是在敬拜赞美当中设立宝座的神。
When praises go up.
当我们敬拜他赞美他的时候。
Blessings come down.
神的祝福就要临下。
But most of us have learned how to pray out of crises.
可是你知道，我们当中很多的人都是在急难当中学会祷告的。
We come to God seeking His hand.
我们在祷告当中寻求的是他的手。
What we want Him to do for us.
我们想要他为我们做什么。
What we need from Him.
我们想要在他手中得什么。
God says, "Seek My face."
神说你要来寻求我的脸。
His face is who He is.
我们要寻求他的面，因为他的面代表了他是谁。
His hand is what He does.
他的手是他做的。
In the 27th Psalm.
你知道在诗篇二十七篇。
David said, "When you said, 'Seek my face, Lord.'"
在诗篇二十七篇，大卫说，你说要寻求我的面。
I said, "Your face will I seek."
然后大卫就说，你的面我正要寻求。
In Revelations.
在启示录。
God's word said.
神的话语这样说。
That He's worthy.
他是配得。
That He's deserving of glory and honor and praise.
他配得我们一切的歌颂、敬拜与尊荣。
When is the last time that you just sit and praised God?
那上一次你坐下来单单就来赞美他是什么时候呢？
Yesterday in the seminar, I taught an example.
昨天下午我们有在讲座当中，我们有讲到。
Of spending 2 minutes each.
我们就用每次用两分钟。
First.Who God is to you.
我们先来赞美神对你来说是谁。
Praising Him for who He is.
我们赞美他是谁。
Because when you only seek God's hand,
因为如果你单单去寻求他的手，
that's request-based prayer.
那只是你寻求需要的祷告。
It's horizontal.
那只是平面的。
But when you seek God's face,
可是当你寻求神的脸的时候，
that's vertical prayer.
那乃是直线上升的祷告。
And that's who He is.
因为这是代表了他是谁。
So if He never did anything else for us,
如果他没有为我们做什么事，
He's still deserving of our praise.
他依然配得我们的敬拜。
All these things that God taught me,
你要神教导我的许多事情当中，
while I was waiting for Him for strength to endure what I could not fix myself.
当我在我一些我没有办法去处理去改变的一些事情当中，他给我能力去来忍耐。
He reveals Himself to you in prayer.
他在祷告当中向我们显示他是谁。
God wants His church to be a house of prayer.
神要他的教会成为祷告的殿。
But the American church is becoming weak and anemic.
可是你知道吗？教会已经在祷告上面成为贫血的教会。
Because we're busy doing church work.
因为我们太忙碌做教会的事。
And we're leaving out the most important work of the church.
可是我们却把教会最重要要做的事情却忽略了。
Which is prayer and God's word.
就是要祷告，在神的话语当中来祷告。
Pastors are growing weary in the American church.
你知道的那些的牧者们，他们在教会牧养生活当中多么的疲惫。
Of trying to pull their people to the throne of grace.
他们要想要把神的子民拉到神的施恩宝座前。
And they don't want to come.
可是神的子民却不要来。
Sunday morning, the pews are full.
你知道，主日的早上这些座位都满的。
But come time for midweek service for prayer.
周间的这个祷告会的时间呢？
You could probably put all of us in one section.
你可能就可以将所有的人都放在其中一栏就。
And that is true, spreading across the churches in America.
这是在美国所有的教会当中都是如是的。
I spoke at a church in Florida.
我在佛罗里达的一个教会里面分享。
It had a $50 million budget.
他们一年有1,500,000的。
Not $1 was designated for prayer ministry.
可是没有当中一块钱是分别为圣来做祷告事工的。
Jesus said, "My Father's house is to be a house of prayer."
你知道耶稣说，我的父的殿要成为祷告的殿。
If you have no desire to pray at home,
如果你在家里不想祷告，
you will have no desire to pray at church.
你也不会来到教会会变得想祷告的。
If you can't worship God with a thankful heart at home,
如果你在家里没有带有一个感恩的心要来赞美神的话，
you won't appreciate thanking God in church within a corporate setting.
你也不会在教会里面与会众一起会有这样的心的。
The same goes for our prayer lives.
这样也是跟我们祷告生活也是这样子。
That is how I got to know God intimately.
这就是我怎么能够认识神，一个在亲密当中认识神。
I'm no more special than you are.
我并不比你更特别。
And God doesn't play favorites.
你叫神他也不偏待人。
But when I went to Him with tears streaming down my face,
可是当我带着泪水来到他的面前的时候，
crying out, "How long?"
我当我神说神啊，还要多久？
How much longer do I have to pray?
我还要祷告多久？
How much longer do I have to wait?
我还要再等候多久？
Why can't I have a marriage like everybody else?
为什么我的婚姻不能够像其他人的婚姻那样呢？
Why does not my husband want to go to church with me?
为什么我的先生不要跟我一起去到教会呢？
Why can't he be the man that God called him to be as head of the family?
为什么我的丈夫不能够像神你所要求的成为家中的头呢？
And then God revealed to me and to as well as to the church.
然后神就向我也向他的教会来展现。
How God spoke to Solomon.
神怎么对所罗门来说
？When they dedicated the temple，
就是神要建立他的殿。
He said, "If my people who are called by my name,"
他说，若是称为我名下的子民
，would humble themselves and pray，
要谦卑祷告
，and seek my face，
寻求我的面
，and turn from their wicked ways，
转离恶行。
Then I would hear from heaven.
然后我会从天上垂听。
And I would forgive their sin.
我会赦免他们的罪孽。
And I would heal their land.
我要医治他们的地。
Our land is in need of healing.
我们的地需要神的医治。
Our church is in need of healing.
我们的教会需要神的医治。
Our people need to be roused up from their apathy.
我们的子民需要起来。
Our people need to rise up and bend down.
我们的神的子民要起来，并且要跪下。
And seek God in prayer.
要来在祷告当中寻求神。
We need to be praying for our pastors.
我们需要为我们的牧者来祷告。
They have a target on their back for the enemy.
你知道吗？我们的敌人在背后正对准着他们。
And when they want to bring a focus of prayer in the church,
当他们想要帮助教会来注重祷告的时候
，they pick a fight with the devil.
你知道吗？他们就是要跟魔鬼来斗争了。
And the devil will let you be distracted with a busy calendar.
然后魔鬼就要尝试让你生活忙碌起来。
As long as you don't bring too much focus on prayer in the church,
只要你不是太在你的教会里面不是太注重祷告的话
，he distracts us by us doing what brings us pleasure.
他就首先，他透过让一些我们觉得欢愉的事情让我们分心。
We don't have time to pray because we have television and work.
我们没有时间去祷告，因为我们有电视，也有工作。
We have sports and games.
我们有运动，也有游戏。
We have shopping and cooking and family.
我们要去买东西，我们要煮饭，
我们要看孩子。All those things are important.
这些东西都重要。
But they all pale in light of who God is.
可是这些东西真的是遮盖了神是谁。
And what He is deserving of.
还有他配得在我们生命当中得着什么。
He deserves for His children to seek Him in prayer.
我们的神配得他的儿女在祷告当中来寻求他。
We make plans and we leave God out of them.
我们做一些计划，我们却把神放在一边。
We know how to fix this.
我们觉得我们可以解决这个问题。
So we're saying to God.
所以我们对神就是在说。
I'll call you when I need you.
我需要的时候会找你的了。
So that's our declaration of independence from God.
这就是我们对神的独立宣言。
And God wants our declaration to be dependent upon Him.
神要我们宣告我们需要他。
The foundation of the church was built on prayer.
你知道吗？教会的根基乃是透过祷告建立的。
The church was established in a prayer meeting in the upper room.
你知道吗？教会乃是在楼上，在那个楼上当中透过祷告而建立起来的。
When the disciples saw Jesus pray.
所以，当那些门徒看见耶稣祷告的时候
，That's how Jesus taught them the importance of prayer.
这耶稣就教导了他们关于祷告的重要。
That's how we learn the Lord's prayer.
这就是我们如何学习到这个主祷文。
The Lord's prayer is a paradigm for learning to pray.
你知道吗？主祷文是教导我们怎么祷告的范畴。
It makes transitions for us.
它帮助我们来做这些的转折。
It begins and ends with worship.
它开始跟最末了都是敬拜。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That's worship.
这就是敬拜。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
到最后说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
That's worship.
这是敬拜。
In between, we're responding to him.
在中间乃是我们对他的回应。
We're interceding.
我们代祷。
We're asking for the ambassador that he called us to be.
我们求神来帮助我们成为他的使者。
In the middle, we're asking for forgiveness.
在中间，我们求神的宽恕。
We need God's forgiveness this morning.
我们今天早上需要神的饶恕。
If you are here and you've been apathetic in your prayer life,
如果你在我们当中，今天你知道你在祷告的生活当中是病了的话
，God knows it.
神知道的。
Because He knows our hearts.
因为他知道我们的心。
I pray that before this day is over.
我祷告就是今天结束之前。
You would go to God in prayer, just one on one.
你会一对一的来到神的面前。
And that you would say, Lord, change my heart.
你会对神说，神啊，改变我的心。
Bring me back to a heart of worship.
再次把我带回到祷告的心当中。
Make me a child of prayer.
求你使我成为人的祝福。
Make me worthy to call you Father.
帮助我，使我能够配得上称你为父。
Tell him I want to know you better.
你告诉神说，神啊，我想要更深的认识你。
I want to love you more.
我想要更爱你。
I want to pray.
我想要祷告。
Teach me how.
教导我如何祷告。
My little boy that died last year.
我的小儿子上一年去世了。
He was 56 years old.
他56岁。
But when he was little boy, toddler.
当他还是一个小孩小男孩的时候
He would crawl up into my lap.
他会爬到我的膝上。
And he would kiss me and tell me what a great mommy I was.
他会亲我，告诉我说我是一个多么好的妈妈。
He would kiss me and tell me. what a beautiful mommy I was.
然后他会告诉我是一个多么漂亮的妈妈。
And that I was the best mommy in the world.
然后告诉我是世上最好的妈妈。
I was the prettiest mommy in the world.
我是世上最美的妈妈。
And he would keep kissing me. I love you, mommy.
然后他一直会亲我说我爱你，妈妈。
You're the best mommy.
你是最好的妈妈。
And then he would say, "Can I have a popsicle?"
然后最后就跟我说，我可以要一根冰棍吗？
So the first time that happened,
第一次这样子发生的时候
it was adorable.
哦，觉得好可爱哦。
After that,
之后呢
I knew I was being manipulated by a two-year-old.
然后我就知道我是被一个两岁的小孩在玩弄了。
But it's a perfect picture of our heavenly Father.
可是你知道吗？这就是我们与神之间的关系一个非常好的图画。
When we go to Him in prayer,
当我们去到他的面前祷告的时候
and we stroke Him with our worship,
我们先敬拜他。
We say to Him, "Thou, O Lord."
他说，我们说主，我的神啊。
Are worthy to receive praise.
你是配得接受一切的敬拜。
Thou, O Lord, are worthy to receive adoration.
因为神，你足智，你配得一切的敬拜。
I bow my heart before you, mighty God.
啊，我的心向你来跪拜。
And I honor you with my lips.
我用我的嘴唇来敬拜你。
And may my heart follow where my lips lead.
啊，让我的心跟随着我的嘴一起来敬拜。
I want to know you more.
我愿意来更认识你。
When you do that to the Father,
当你这样子对神来说的时候
，That's His face.
这是神的脸。
He automatically opens his hands to his children.
然后他的手向他的儿女来敞开。
Just like I did for my Delandre.
然后就像我对我的孩子一样。
God is more deserving than me as a pretty mama.
你知道神比我作为一个妈妈更配的。
I am not the prettiest mama.
我并不是世上最美的妈妈。
But to my little boy, I was.
可是对我的儿子来说，我是最美的妈妈。
But there is no better Abba than ours.
可是没有一位比我们的天父更好。
No other people can call him father.
没有其他人能够称他为天父。
Only Christians.
只有基督徒。
It does not matter where you came from.
也不在乎你从哪里来。
It does not matter how gifted you are.
也不在乎你有多少的恩赐。
It does not matter how much you have.
也不在乎你拥有多少。
It does not matter how good a job you may have.
也不在乎你的工作有多好。
And how capable you might be.
也不在乎你的能力有多少。
You know how to get things done.
也不在乎你能不能把事情完成。
You're organized and you're orchestrated.
也不在乎你有多有能够做这些做那些。
You know what you're doing.
你知道你在做什么。
But you're doing it without God.
可是你在做的时候，却没有让神参与在其中。
Bring your gift to God and ask Him to bless it.
你要将你的礼物，将你的恩赐带到神的面前来，让神来祝福。
Every gift that God gave to the church.
神给他教会的每一个的祝福。
Is first and foremost to edify Him.
首先是为了要来荣耀他。
To glorify Him.
要来荣耀他的。
And edify His people.
然后要来建立他的子民。
But when you think you know it all.
如果你觉得你知道的够多了
Because you are so capable and competent
如果你觉得你已经足够的能力你知道的够多
You leave God out of the equation
然后你就把神放在你的放在一边
And how that must hurt God's heart
你知道这有多伤神的心吗
Proverbs says a man knows the way he takes
在箴言里面告诉我们说人知道自己的筹算自己的道路
But the Lord directs his steps.
可是唯独神指教人的脚步。
Charles Spurgeon said these words.
你知道斯布珍这样说。
The greatest enemy to the human soul.
对人的灵魂来说，最大的敌人乃是。
Is the self-righteous spirit.
就是一个自以为意的这样的心态。
Which causes us to look to ourselves.
以至于人会自己看自己。
For our own self-sufficiency.
自满。
This must break God's heart.
这样是会伤透了神的心。
That's why the enemy worked so hard to keep prayer out of the church.
所以你知道我们的敌人就是这样子，要尝试将我们的祷告生活屏住于我们的生活之外。
If you're so busy that you do not have time to pray,
如果你已经忙到没有时间祷告的话
then you're busier than God ever intended you to be.
那你就是比神想要你的那个忙度要太忙了。
So we all must ask ourselves.
我们应该来问我们自己。
What keeps us from seeking God in prayer?
有什么东西让我们不来寻求神？
Why do we tend to pray more fervently when we want something?
为什么我们有需要的时候，我们祷告会更加火热呢？
Why is the church filled on Sunday morning?
为什么教会礼拜天会是满的？
And empty on prayer night.
可是在祷告的祷告会的时候却是空的呢？
Because we have marginalized prayer in the church.
因为我们已经把祷告生活边缘化了。
Those 2 minutes that I asked you to spend thinking about who God is.
你知道我刚才跟大家讲说，用两分钟来思想神是谁。
And praising Him for who He is.
来赞美他是谁。
Take 2 more minutes.
然后再用多两分钟。
And begin to thank Him.
来感谢他。
If you thank God long enough,
如果你感谢他足够长时间的话，
it will lead you to worship.
你知道，如果你祷，那这样子，你就会进入到敬拜当中。
I encourage you to develop a practice that I have had for years.
我鼓励大家来操练我所操练的。
Apart from my prayer journal,
在我的祷告的日记当中。
I have a Thanksgiving journal.
我还有另外一个呢，就是我的感恩的这个日记。
At the end of every day, I write 5 things that I'm thankful for.
每一天的结束的时候，我写下五样我要感恩的事情。
On the day that my son died,
我的儿子去世的那一天，
God still expected me to write 5 things.
神依然期待我能够写下五样事情。
I thanked him first that he no longer suffered in pain.
第一，我向神感恩，因为我的儿子不再遭受痛苦了。
I thanked him that I will see him again because he was born again.
啊，我感谢神，因为我要再见到他，因为我的儿子已经重生了。
I thanked him for the body of Christ who loved us.
我要为了在耶稣基督里他爱我来感谢他。
I thanked him for strength to endure the memorial service.
我为着神能够给我足够的力量来经历这个的追思礼拜，向神献上感谢。
And for grace to be with my family.
我也为着神让我能够与我的家人在一起的恩典向他献上感谢。
And comfort them.
来安慰他们。
Most of us go through the day.
很多人我们每一天就是这样子过了。
We don't think about thanking God.
我们没有想过去感谢神。
For the parking place he gave you.
没有为着他给我们的停车位感谢他。
For the groceries you just bought.
也没有为着我们刚才买的这些的食物来感谢他。
That you just filled your gas tank.
你刚才才注满了油给你的车。
That God prevented you from running a red light.
然后神帮助你没有冲过红灯。
That you didn't hit that child that was in a buggy.
你也没有刚才开车的时候撞到那个小孩。
For that smile someone gave you.
也没有为着刚才有人向你微笑来感谢他。
For the dinner that you ate.
也为着你刚吃过的晚饭感谢他。
When you get through with your clothes and your food and the house that you live in and the car you drive.
当你想到你穿的衣服，你住的家庭，你开的车。
You'll begin to thank God for the spiritual things in your life.
当你为这些感谢完之后，你就开始为着神在属灵上的祝福来感谢他。
Like praising God for a godly pastor.
你要为着神给你一个属神的这样的牧者，向
神献上感谢。Who wants to implement prayer in the church?
想要在更多的注入祷告在教会当中来感谢他。
But my people,
神的子民
refuse to humble themselves.
却不愿意在神面前谦卑下来。
And pray and seek my face.
却不愿意去在祷告当中寻求我的面。
And turn from what pleases them.
却不愿意转离他们所爱好的。
And make time for what pleases me.
来用时间花在我所喜悦的事情上。
Says the Lord.
这是神所说的。
It is difficult to go through life.
很在生活当中要经过是很难的。
Without prayer.
如果没有祷告的话。
If you don't approach the throne of grace regularly,
如果你不是常常来到施恩的宝座前
and consistently,
而且是持续如此的话
prayer will just go out of your life.
然后你知道祷告就会离开你的生活
and we begin to pray before speaking or a meeting.
我们就变得只是在开会之前、开会之后祷告而已
and at the end of it,
在结束的会议的时候祷告而已
I call those popcorn prayers.
我说这些就等于爆米花的祷告。
After 30 years of praying,
你知道祷告了三十年之后
a pimple was developed on my husband's back.
在我的先生的背后面就长了一个痘痘。
It took about 4 or 5 years to manifest itself.
四五年才发展出来。
It was a rare form of skin cancer.
是一种很特别的这个皮肤癌。
I just knew that he would humble himself and say yes to Lord.
我就觉得他一定就会这样子谦卑在神的面前说主啊。
But he did not.
可是他却没有。
Over the next years.
在接下来的几年。
God systematically.
然后神就很奇妙的。
Began to remove things out of his life.
在他的生活当中一样一样的东西的拿走。
He had to close his business.
他要把他的商店关了。
He was a handsome man, but he lost his looks.
他本是一个很英俊的男人，可是他容貌毁了。
He lost his beautiful hair.
他失去了他美好的头发。
He developed insomnia.
然后他没有办法睡觉。
He developed diabetes.
然后他有糖尿病。
He developed a heart condition.
然后他的心脏又有病。
This was a man who did not smoke or drink.
这是一个不抽烟不喝酒的男人。
Had never been overweight in his life.
然后他其实从来也没有过度体重。
Who was a hardworking man.
他真的用心劳力工作。
Was a good father.
他是一个好的父亲。
But he did not have the best.
可是他却没有生命当中最好的
which was Jesus.
那就是耶稣
God had to cause him to realize
神要使他来明白过来
that there's a difference between head knowledge about Christ
在头脑当中认识神
and heart knowledge about Christ
还有心里面真正认识耶稣
When I was born again, I did not know I was lost.
然后当我重生的时候我并之前呢、啊、我并不知道我自己是失落的
My husband didn't know he was lost.
我的先生他也是这样子
He thought going to church saved you.
他以为去教会你就得救了
People think getting baptized saves you.
有的人以为我受洗了就是得救了
Nothing but faith in Christ will save you.
你知道吗？除了在耶稣基督里面的信心之外，没有东西能够使你得救
Only the born again children of the Most High God.
只有在神这位永生最高神的生命里面重生的人
will ever see heaven.
才会看见神的天堂
He knew the way.
神将道路指示给我们
He knew the truth.
神呀，我的先生他已经知道道路，他也知道那个真理。
And he knew the light.
他也知道那光。
But it was intellectual knowledge.
可是只是在他头脑当中的。
God is looking for heart knowledge.
可是神在寻求的是心里面真正的认知。
To be born again in prayer.
是在我们在祷告当中重生。
Means that you have humbled yourself before God.
代表着你要在神的面前谦卑下来。
And that you have invited the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart.
你也将耶稣基督邀请到你的心里面来。
That you have asked for His forgiveness of all your sins.
你已经寻求了耶稣来赦免你一切的罪。
That you ask Him to come into your heart and save you.
你将他邀请到你的心里面来拯救你。
And when you pray that prayer and you mean it,
当你是真的真心诚心如此祷告的话
，and it's a sincere prayer.
如果那是诚心诚意的话
，God immediately takes up residence in your heart.
神就立刻进入到你的心中。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵的能力。
It is us who chooses how fast we grow spiritually.
你知道，是我们自己这个人决定我们属灵的成长的速度。
You can be in church every Sunday morning.
你也许每一个周日早上都来到教会。
You can give of your tithes.
啊，你可能有十一奉献。
You can serve in ministry.
你也可以在很多的侍奉当中参与。
But you have no joy.
可是你却没有喜乐。
Because you have no close relationship with Almighty God.
因为你没有与这位全能的神有一个亲密的关系。
That relationship is developed through prayer.
而这个的关系在祷告当中建立的。
Apart from prayer and the word, you don't know how to worship.
你知道吗？除了神的话语还有祷告之外，你不懂得怎么敬拜。
The Bible is the encyclopedia for worship.
你知道吗？圣经是我们祷告的百科全书。
You cannot grow spiritually apart from God's word.
你不可能属灵长进而又不读圣经。
We don't even know how to pray without God's word.
如果没有神的话语，我们连祷告都不会。
This morning you have a handout.
如果今天早上你收到这样
，some prayer points to consider.
有一些要考虑的祷告要点。
And it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
It says, I love the Lord because He hears my voice.
他说我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音。
He hears my prayer for mercy.
和我的恳求。
He bends down to me to listen.
他既向我侧耳。
So I will pray as long as I have breath.
我要一生求告他。
That is my testimony.
这就是我的见证。
The first line says, prayer is reserved for all God's children.
第一点说，祷告是为神。所有的子民保留的。
If you're not God's child, the prayer is bouncing off the ceiling and hitting the floor.
你知道吗？如果你不是神的子民，你的祷告到天花板就会掉下来。
But if you're God's child, He hears you.
可是如果你是神的孩子的话，神就垂听你的祷告。
The next one says, prayer is the main ingredient in the life of a follower of Christ.
第二点说，祷告是基督徒生活中的主要成分。
Prayer that includes worship expresses the heart's adoration and praise to God.
包括敬拜在内的祷告表达了我们内心对神的崇拜和赞美。
Prayer is fellowship with God.
祷告乃是与神相交。
Prayer develops intimacy with God.
祷告使我们与神建立亲密的关系。
Prayer is the very air we breathe.
你知道，祷告就是我们所呼吸的空气。
Prayer draws us close to God.
祷告让我们更加亲近神。
Prayer is our dependable weapon against the enemy.
祷告是我们对抗敌人可靠的武器。
The more we pray, the more we sense our need to pray.
我们祷告的越多，就越感觉到祷告的必要。
Daily devotion should include prayer and God's word in every child of God.
你知道，每一日的灵修应该包括了祷告还有神的话语。
God invites us into His presence through prayer.
神透过祷告邀请我们进入他的同在。
Prayerlessness is our declaration of independence from God.
你知道，不祷告乃是我们向神所发的独立宣言。
That last line, my pastor said over and over and over.
你知道最后这一点，我的牧者常常对我说，不断的重复说
，Prayerlessness is our declaration of independence from God。
你知道吗？不祷告是我们向神所发的独立宣言。
I say again, prayerlessness is our declaration of independence。
我再说一遍，不祷告乃是我们向神所发的独立宣言。
Hear me today。
今天我们
，If my people。
神说，如果我的子民
who are called by my name,
如果称为我名下的子民
would humble themselves and pray,
愿意谦卑祷告
seek my face,
寻求我的面
turn from their ways,
转离他们的恶行
I will hear from heaven,
我会从天上垂听
I'll forgive you,
我会赦免他们的罪孽
and I'll heal you,
我要医治他们
That's what we all need this morning,
这就是我们今天早上所都需要的
God forgive us for our prayerlessness,
神来赦免我们不祷告的罪。
God forgive us for serving without considering you.
然后神赦免我们在服事当中却没有思想他。
Forgive us for thinking we're so competent and adequate.
来赦免我们常常觉得我们自满自足，我们有能力。
When all God has to work with are messed up people.
可是神却要真的是透过我们来啊，在我们这些有问题的人的身上工作。
All of us are broken and weak vessels.
你知道我们每一个人都是破碎的器皿。
But all of our strength comes from God.
我们的所有的力量从神而来。
His word said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
神的话语说，我们要靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
So Christ continued to strengthen me to stay faithful in prayer.
乃是基督使我继续能够忠诚的在祷告当中持守。
As that pimple on my husband's back grew worse.
哦，我先生背后的这个的痘痘越长越大的时候。
And all the side effects from his illness became more prevalent.
当这些的副作用越来越大的时候。
Eventually, he was put in the hospital.
最终他就去到了医院。
Because he was dying.
因为他快要临近死亡。
And I needed God's grace.
然后我需要神的恩典。
To let him go.
来让他能够放手。
But God had promised me that before he left this earth.
可是神却应许过我，在他离开这个世界之前。
He would be saved.
他会得救。
And I counted on that.
然后我就紧紧的抓住。
So on the day.That he went in the hospital.
在他进入医院的那一天
Two weeks before he died.
在他离世的两周前
I was giving law exams at the university.
然后我就继续地向神祈求恩典
The call came, come home. The call came, saying, come home.
有神一个呼召说回家吧
My son said, Dad needs to go to the hospital.
我的儿子告诉说，爸爸要去医院了，你回家吧。
Prior to that, he did not want to go to the hospital.
在此之前呢，我先生是不愿意去医院的。
The law university was on the south side of town.
那个医院呢，在我们住的城市的南边。
And I live on the north side.
我住在北边。
So on the way across the freeway.
当我们开这个高速的时候。
I cried out to God.
我向神来呼求。
I reminded God of His promises to me.
我提醒神向我的应许。
Through a haze of prayer.
当我在一直的祷告当中。
And tears and crying out.
当我在眼泪在呼求当中。
God let me know that on tomorrow your husband will be born again.
然后神就告诉我说，你的先生明天就会重生。
God even told me in His own way who would lead him to Christ.
甚至奇妙地告诉我谁会带领他来信主。
And when I got to the hospital, I found out even what time it would be.
当我去到医院的时候，神甚至告诉我说到几点钟他会得救。
On that next day,
到第二天
Pastor Dan led my husband to Christ.
Danny 牧师带领了我先生来信主。
I was not to be present.
而且我并不在场。
Because all glory for this decision went to God.
因为神要将一切的荣耀归给神。
And I didn't want my presence to sway my husband one way or the other.
因为我在那里去影响我先生的决定。
And it happened between 1 and 3, just like God said.
而且就是神告诉我就在一点跟三点之间。
People across the United States were praying.
你知道整个美国横跨美国很多人在为他祷告。
When I went in the room to see him,
当我进入到房间去看他的时候
I asked him, "Don't you have something you want to tell me?"
我就问他，你有什么要告诉我吗？
He said, "I crossed over."
他说，哦，我已经跨越了。
He meant I crossed that bridge to life to Christ.
他告诉我的意思就是他已经从死亡跨入到永生，在耶稣基督里。
He left with the peace of God.
他离开世界的时候带着神所赐的平安。
Exactly 2 weeks.
两周。
He went home born again.
他回到天家，他乃是
重生。And I will see him again.
而且我知道我要再见他的面。
For thine is the kingdom.
因为国度。
And the power.
权柄。
And the glory.
荣耀。
I leave you with these words.
我想将这些的话留给大家。
A story about a little girl.
关于一个小的故事，关于一个小女生的一个小故事。
Many years ago.
很多年前。
Her father was a missionary.
她的爸爸乃是一个宣教士。
And he brought his family to say goodbye at the train station.
她带她的家人在火车站的时候要告别。
The little girl was distraught losing her father.
然后那个小女孩因为想要失去，快要失去爸爸。
So her brother brought a big red apple to help minimize her pain.
然后吧，他们就带了一个红苹果，想要真的安慰她的心。
He picked his little daughter up in his arms and gave her the apple.
然后那个爸爸就把孩子抱起来，把那个苹果给她。
Goodbye.
亲他跟他说道别。
And as the train was pulling out of the station,
当那个火车进来，
the little girl dropped the apple on the platform.
然后那个小女生小孩就把那个苹果掉在地上。
With tears running down her face,
然后脸上就流下了泪水。
She said, "Daddy, I don't want what you give me."
然后她就对爸爸说，爸爸，我不想要你给我的东西。
I want you.
我要你。
That's what God wants for His people.
你知道，这就是神想要从他的子民得到的。
Not just what he can give you or what he does for you.
不是只是神能够给我什么，神能够为我做什么。
He wants you to want him.
他想要你来想要他。
He wants a love relationship with you.
他想要一个爱的关系。
Father, thank you this morning for your word.
天父，我们为着今天早上你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for your people.
我们为着你的子民感谢你。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.